Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. Aerial support is set to be sent in to assist firefighters on the ground in the Great Southern who are battling an out-of-control blaze northeast of Walpole. It's believed to have been deliberately lit early yesterday morning and has ripped through over 2,000 hectares. There is a threat to lives and homes in parts of the Denmark and Manjimup shires. Residents there being urged to act immediately to survive. Full details can be found on the Emergency WA website. Arson squad detectives at the scene of a house fire that's left a 3-year-old girl and a 35-year-old man in hospital. Emergency crews rushing to Curry Street in Warmbra around 1 o'clock this morning. The pair suffering from heavy smoke but have escaped serious injury. Hundreds have gathered in Washington, D.C. overnight to farewell 7 aid workers killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza 3 weeks ago. World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres leading the tributes for Australian Zomi Frankum.
Our beloved Zomi was at the very heart of World Central Kitchen. She was the living, breathing, smiling heart of everything we did.
Back home, an aerial spotter is scanning the southwest coast this morning following yesterday's mass stranding of pilot whales. Authorities and volunteers managed to save around 130 whales, helping them back to deeper water off Dunsborough. Sadly, 28 died. And the working from home revolution is now extending to job interviews. Recruiters reporting fewer in-person interviews, with job hunters saying they're saving time and money doing interviews at home. In sport, round 7 continues tonight in Adelaide. It's Port hosting St Kilda, while Fremantle are blooding 2 debutants tomorrow night against the Bulldogs, Cooper Simpson and Pat Voss coming into the team. The Eagles resting Harley Reid on Sunday against the Suns. He's headed home to Victoria to be with family. And Essendon skipper Zach Merritt has thrown his support behind extra time during the home and away season after their thrilling draw with Collingwood. More than 93,000 people left stunned at the MCG yesterday in an Anzac Day thriller.